Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amon.
We just arrived in a new town. We want to bring you some audio edification today. Working our way towards a preach for Lord this willing. Weekend, Lord yeah. willing. We want to talk about today, disgusting, which is an abomination to God. Yeah, that word abomination, it means disgusting, something that's abhorred to yeah. God. And I think your eyes are going to be opened when we go through a bunch of these scriptures, and at the end we're going to pull out the key word. So
yeah, these are only just a handful of them.
Yeah, and I think real quick, we were just talking, everybody thinks abomination is an Old Testament word only, and that it means like homosexuals or mass murderers yeah. or really bad people like Adolf Hitler, but you're going to find out that's not true at all. God's standard of sin goes, and hatred of sin goes way down to sins that people don't even think are that bad today.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that. Mm-hmm. What's our first verse, Sister Amon? By the way, we hope you're all doing well.
We do. Proverbs 3:32. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous.
All right, and you know, we're going to pull out all the keywords of these as we go through. Proverbs 6:16-19. This is one of my favorites. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Disgusting. Ready? A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. I think only one of those would make the list for most people, the shedding of innocent blood, like abortion. Oh, yeah. That's really bad, and it is bad. It's terrible and sinful. But look at all the other ones.
Yeah.
They're pretty light on the American sin scale.
Yeah, on the weight scale. Yeah,
on the weight scale, yeah.
Speaking of that, maybe you want to read the next one. You like this one, too.
Proverbs 11:1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
Right.
We're talking about that. God destroyed the world because of violence. Violence is not just physical force. Violence is unjust. And if you don't give glory to God for his life and breath and heartbeat, and you don't obey him, you're actually stealing God's glory. You're actually performing injustice to God. You're actually performing violence against God. I want to do a teaching on that.
Oh, that'll be a good one. Yeah. We don't want to be doing that. Proverbs 11:20. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight.
Yeah, we'll get to that froward word.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Truth matters. We've right. always believed that, and it's sad. Christianity doesn't really care much about truth, but truth matters to God.
Oh, amen. He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Proverbs 15:8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight.
Yeah, amen. Proverbs 15:9. The way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. Yeah,
yeah,
righteousness is something we have to seek after. We get Christ's perfect righteousness that we need, but we also are supposed to seek and live righteous ourselves as fruit that we know him.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 15:26. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 16:5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Yeah. Proverbs 17:15. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah,
we
it's like when good is evil and evil is good.
Yep.
Proverbs 21:27. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, how much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
That
reminds me of the verse that says, what was I talking about? The wicked, God is not in all their thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proverbs 28:9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination.
Yeah, obedience and faith go together.
Mm-hmm.
In the New Testament, Luke 16:15, he said unto them, yea, are ye which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I want to look up real quick that definition in Luke 16.
Oh, of abomination.
Of abomination. Yeah. I believe I know what it is, but I just want to verify it.
Well, that'll be good, yeah, because all these are an abomination unto the Lord.
A distestin, a destation, that is, idolatry, abomination, a detestable thing, yeah. A foul thing, things pertaining to idolatry. So yeah. It's very similar to what is referenced in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, awesome. So what we did was we went and we wanted to summarize these verses and pull out the words that show what is truly an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
So you can read them, Sister Amina, and we'll talk about them.
Okay. Being froward.
Yeah, so froward just means it really can be rooted in pride, doing your own thing, doing your own way, rebellion against God. I'm going to do it my way. Froward mind. He wants to do it outside of God, outside of the Word. And just do his own thing.
Yep.
And it really is pride. You think you know better than God.
I'll do it my way.
Yeah, and that's an abomination to God.
Yeah. Proud look.
Yeah, what do you think of that one in this American culture?
Ooh. It's all over the place.
Makeup,
it's
jewelry.
It's when you don't see somebody portraying pride and vanity.
Makeup, jewelry, tattoos, fashion, clothes, haircuts, cars, big fancy houses, all of that can be a proud look. I look really good. Big watches, jewelry, all that stuff.
We see all of those all over the place.
I would say about the only people in America that other than true born-again saints, which are so few, including churchianity, the only people that don't practice a proud look are the homeless people we witness to. Most of them wear whatever they get at thrift stores free. They're dirty. They don't really care. They don't have bling on. They're not doing their hair. They really don't have a proud look at all.
They don't.
And we always talk about
that way.
They're closer to the kingdom of God than a lot of other people are, because everybody else in America, including churchianity, is walking around with bling and proud look. And we just had trouble with a young man that was giving us grief about he wants to work out and make his body look good. He thinks that's godly and good.
Yeah, it's a big one too.
Yeah. So, what's next?
Lying tongue.
Lying tongue. I mean, what else? What can you say about that? God hates liars. Revelation 21, Revelation 22 says, no liars, whoever loveth and maketh a lie is going to be enter the kingdom.
Yeah. And then hands that shed innocent blood.
Yeah. That would be abortion, murder, or just being violent and shedding blood of anyone that's innocent. Yeah. That one's understandable. That's like the worst on the list that most people would agree with.
Yeah. Heart that devises wicked imaginations.
Yeah. So that's just like people that, like Hollywood. Hollywood is great at putting out wicked imaginations in their movies.
Yeah.
And they like to titillate people with horror things and occult things. And then people that think about wicked things. And wicked, by the way, it's another word that people really twist. They think wicked means really extra sinful. Wicked just means sinful.
Right.
It's another word to say sin. Sin is wicked and wicked is sin. They're interchangeable.
Yeah, and it does. Yeah, like you said, a lot of people think it's something really, really bad. But
yep.
I was just looking up imaginations. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Thought, device, plan, purpose, invention.
Yep, invention.
Yeah, they invent new ways to sin.
And that's why Paul talks about taking every thought and imagination captive. Every thought captive for Christ.
Amen. Feet running to mischief.
Mischief. So there's another word. Again, we were talking about this with children in America. They'll say, oh, the little one got into some mischief.
Oh, that's
and they
right.
think it's like a lesser word. Mischief means sin. Means troublesome. It can mean wicked.
It's not funny.
Mischief is outside of God's word and God's ways. So the feet that run to mischief. So feet that means you're eager to do it. You want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, when I said it's not funny, a lot of people think, oh, it's cute. Look at him. He's so mischievous.
Yep.
Yeah. False witness.
Yeah, false witness. That would be the lying tongue.
Uh-huh.
We had that happen to us this weekend. We started out a Sunday church. We videotaped the whole thing. Nobody brought their Bible. Nobody wanted to talk about the Word of God. Some young man emailed me and said, I wouldn't talk truth with anybody. When we got it all on video and you guys were my witness, he gave false witness against us that we wouldn't talk to anybody. So that's pretty rampant in churchianity and in the culture.
Right. Sowing discord among brethren.
Yeah, so this would be sowing discord. Of course, this is among the true brethren. We get accused of sowing discord because we go in and tell the truth and it causes trouble in all of their lies and heresy. But this would be in the true body being like an accuser of the brethren, like Satan does. Come in causing problems where there should be no problems.
Yeah.
Where there isn't false doctrine or sin and somebody comes in and is looking to create mischief in the brethren. God wants unity. 1 Corinthians 1:10, all speaking the same things. That's somebody coming in going, how can I cause problem and cause division here?
Yeah, devising wicked imaginations.
Yep.
False balance.
A false balance. Yeah, this goes back to that violence. You put your thumb on the scale and cheat people. You don't work when you're supposed to work. You're cheating your boss.
It's like lying.
It's like you see somebody drop a $10 bill, you know it's theirs, you pick it up and keep it.
Yeah.
God is interested in justice and fairness. It would be very hypocritical if he wasn't.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's going to send people to heaven or hell rightly. He's also interested in justice on earth.
A right balance, yeah. Froward heart kind of goes with being froward.
Yep, being froward. It's just, yeah, your heart desires to do whatever you want. That another word for that is autonomy. I want to do what I want. I'm going to do it my way, not God's way.
Yeah.
I'm going to lead rather than be led by God in the word.
That's not being meek.
Nope.
Yeah. Lying lips.
Yeah, once again, just somebody that lying. We see it all over the culture and churchianity, politicians, business, churchianity, pastors, people. People think lying's not a big deal. But Ananias and Sapphira, a husband and wife, are killed for one lie in Acts 5.
Looked like a big deal to me.
Yeah, and following lies is going to put you out of the kingdom.
It is. Sacrifice of the wicked.
Yeah. That one kind of would take a whole study to talk about it, but I think it's just talking about sacrifice of the wicked is what the wicked deems they want to do with their time, their money, their energy, their life. I believe that's what it's really talking about.
Be like that stench in God's nostrils of the people who were wicked trying to do sacrifices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, churchianity people practicing man-made traditions.
Yeah.
Thinking they're going to offer it up to God. Mm-hmm. And God's like, I don't want the stench of that wickedness.
Yeah.
I don't want your wickedness. I don't want your sacrifice. I want true spirit and truth sacrifices.
From not the people that are wicked, the next one being the way of the wicked.
Yeah, the way of the wicked.
The way they
are. I'm going to do pride. I'm going to do my way. I don't care about God's way. I'm going to offer it to God. He should accept it. I'm better than most people, so I should still make it into the kingdom.
Okay, and all those go along with the next one. Thoughts of the wicked.
Yep, thoughts of the wicked, yep. Atheists laughing, there is no God.
Stemming from pride, which goes to the next one, proud heart.
A proud heart, yeah. It's an abomination to God to have a proud heart. You're lifted up when we're supposed to be humble and lift up God in his word and truth.
Yeah, how about this one? Those that justify the wicked.
Yeah, the Bible says in the last days, good will be evil. Evil will be good. It reminds me of, there's a lot of politicians now. I don't follow politics, but I know it's a political year. There's a lot of Catholics involved in politics, and there's a lot of Catholics that promote LGBT and abortion. And there's a lot of people making excuses for that.
They're justifying.
Wickedness and sin in the name of God, even though Roman Catholicism is not godly.
Yeah.
And yeah, they justify wickedness.
And how about this on the opposite side of that? Those that condemn the just.
Yeah, Jesus said
that all the time.
Yep, and Jesus said, rejoice when they say things and lie about you for my name's sake. Rejoice. So we have to keep that in mind. But yeah, they lie about the just because when you preach sound doctrine and call people to repentance, they're constantly saying, you're works-based, you're a legalist, you're a cult, you're working your way to heaven, and they lie and they try to subvert people's souls.
Right. More about the wicked. Wicked mind.
Yep, the wicked mind. They can't see straight. It's clouded. Brother Kuo just did a study on the clouded mind. If your mind is wicked, you're not going to see the truth of God. You're not going to hear and see the conviction of the Holy Spirit. And you're going to be led away into the snare of Satan with your wicked mind.
You're not going to have that.
You need
clarity.
A new mind. You need a new heart. You need to be transformed.
Renewed. Yeah, amen. Yep. And then prayers of the wicked.
Yeah, prayers of the wicked. John 9, I think it's 31 or 32. God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners unless you cry out in repentance to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't hear your prayers to Mary. He doesn't hear your prayers for $1 million. He doesn't hear your prayers, oh, help me in my business venture while you live sinful and wicked all week. God is not subject to those prayers.
Yeah.
He will not be mocked.
Nope, he won't. And that which is highly esteemed among men.
Yeah, that's from the one from the New Testament. We hear it all the time. Oh, NFL football is good and godly. There's Christians in there. It's highly esteemed. It's the nation's favorite sport. And people think it's good and godly to act like a pagan, act in violence, run around being covetous, act all worldly, carnal, support LGBT, and then pray for 10 seconds in the end zone when you score a touchdown.
Or how about Dr. PhD,
yep.
Pastor,
hump,
Reverend.
Yep, lifting yourself up in pride,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are just a handful of them that show a bunch of abominations that we don't want to have any part of.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then you got a verse there to end it.
Yeah, you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, good. Revelation 21:27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah, I love that it says, maketh a lie. It doesn't say practice a whole bunch of lies. It says maketh a lie.
Yeah.
And by the way, the word abomination appears in the New Testament 6 times. And Jesus uses it, let me see, every single time. That's interesting.
Oh.
Every single time Jesus is using it. 3 times in Revelation, once in Luke, once in Mark, once in Matthew, Jesus uses the word abomination. It's a good word for the New Testament because our Savior used it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't want to be anywhere near it, doing it, practicing it.
Yeah.
We want to flee all appearance of evil,
yeah.
Sisters.
Amen.
Remember
so,
that.
So ponder that. What's an abomination? What's disgusting? What's detestable to God? We should hate what God hates and love what God loves. So we should flee all those things, whether it's lying, proud look, shedding of innocent blood, perverse ways, causing discord, all those things. We hope that edified you and it'll set your feet on the path because the judgment's coming for those that live in that lifestyle.
Yeah, so let's make sure that we do our best to stand for the truth, preach the gospel, shine our lights, and show the way for somebody who doesn't want to be an abomination anymore.
Yeah, and you know what? I want to bring up one more verse
mm-hmm.
that just reminds me of this. I just read it for a study I just did.
Good.
Romans 2, verse 4. Let's end with something good and then a warning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing the goodness of God leads you to repentance. So the goodness of God, if you see how good he is, you'll repent of all that stuff.
That.
You'll turn
yeah.
from it. But then 5 and 6, I want to warn y'all. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, that's wickedness, that would be abomination to God, treasures up for thyself wrath against the day of wrath, and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, ready, who will render every man according to his deeds. So what are your deeds? We hope that you're not practicing abomination. We know before Christ we used to practice abominations all the time, and we're no better than anybody. We can still slip into it. We can still even choose it. But as I tell people, the saints that we know don't live in willful sin. If they're caught in it or caught in the snare of it or choose it for a short time, they're called out or they call themselves out and they repent of it. That's a sign that the Spirit's at work in you. If you live in willful, active sin on and on and on, you're either not even born of God or you're not listening to the Holy Spirit because he's not going to leave you there.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
So test yourself to that. Test yourself to everything at don'tperish.com. The Ecclesia page, we're adding to it every single day. Sister Amon, anything else?
Just love to everybody. Hold fast. Stay away from all appearance of evil. Don't even think about coming close to being anything of a sort of an abomination unto the Lord.
Amen. And remember what Jesus said, work while it's day, night's coming.
It is.
Either death or the tribulation when no man can work.
Work, sisters, work.
Amen. All right, we love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. We'll be back again if the Lord wills. God be praised.
Amen.